Howdy there, this here's Donna Douglas, Ellie Mae from the Beverly Hillbillies. And whenever we go swimming in the cement pond, we listen to the Music and Memories show with Bobby Emmons on WIBG. Y'all be sure and stay tuned now, you hear?
Bobby Emmons, Music and Memories.
Here we come, walk down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
We go wherever we want to, do what we like to do. We don't have time to get restless, there's always something new.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly, come and watch us sing and play. We're the young generation, and we've got something to say.
Or anywhere, just look over your shoulder, guess who'll be standing there.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down. Say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly, come and watch us sing and play. We're the young generation, and we've got something to say.
The Monkees here on the Wibbage Reunion with yours truly, Bobby Emmons. And if anybody asks me who my favorite group of all time is, I have to say it's the Monkees. And speaking of the Monkees, Peter Tork is our very special guest. How's it going, Peter?
I'm doing great, Bobby. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic.
I'm glad to hear it.
But anyway, Peter, let's go back to 1965. How did you hook up with the Monkees TV show?
Oh, my goodness. This is a story that's been retold. Well, it started off, basically, the real start of it is in my Greenwich Village days when I became acquainted with this guy who was supposed to look like me, a fellow named Steve Stills, who later on met one of the producers of the Monkees, as it was going to be, in Hollywood. And now, you know, cut to a few months later, and he's in Hollywood meeting Bob Rafelson, I think, and he calls me up and says, you got to go try out for this thing. I said, yeah, and hung up. And he called me back. He said, no, you really got to try out for this thing. I went, oh, all right. And so I jumped on a bus and went up to the auditions, and after, you know, a certain amount of tension and terror, I got the part. It really was an audition kind of a thing.
So you landed the role in the Monkees TV series, and of course, then it was time to record the first album, simply titled The Monkees. I know you didn't get to sing lead on anything. Did you get to sing background or play guitar on any of the songs?
I think I may have sung one or two background parts on the first album, but no, I didn't have much input. I did play guitar on one of the cuts, a couple of the cuts Michael produced, as I did on the second album, and then I had that one lead on the second album. But basically, the first two albums were done without much input from me.
Speaking of that second album and your first lead, what did you think about Auntie Griselda? My wife loves that tune, my son loves it, I love it too, but what did you think about it?
What do I think about that song? Well, it's a little silly,
yes,
honestly enough, but I've always enjoyed, it was a revelation to me to make the record. When I made the record and Jeff Barry kept sort of nudging me to make those funny noises, and I was resistant, come on, I'm not going to do that. And he finally got me to do it, and I did, and I really felt like I had had a breakthrough. So it was a wonderful memory for me to, at the time, that I was, you know, to have done that. Since then, it's been a pretty good piece of music to be showcasing. I'm in a blues band now, you know, and we do that song.
Well, that could be interesting. But anyway, let's give a listen to the original version of Auntie Griselda. Here we go. Peter Tork along with the Monkees right here on WIBG.
She knows her mind all right, your Auntie Griselda. She says she knows my kind, she might maybe so. Oh yeah, she's raised you right, your Auntie Griselda. You only know the things she wants you to know. I know she's having a fit. She doesn't like me a bit. No bird of grace ever lit on Auntie Griselda. You can't begrudge her style, your Auntie Griselda. She couldn't budge a smile and do it for free. Over her tea. You look just like her, you do. I know by looking at you that you've been listening to your Auntie Griselda. Oh no, don't look at me like Auntie Griselda. It takes much more to be someone of your own. You've got to make it free from Auntie Griselda. Or just like her, you'll have to make it alone. She doesn't like me a bit. No bird of grace ever lit on Auntie Griselda. Auntie Griselda, Auntie Griselda.
Attend church today and every Sunday.
WIBG, the in sound for the in town, Ribbage Land, best in the U.S. of A.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Love was out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face, now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. That's the way it seems.
saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace. Hooked out in my mind, I'm in love. I'm a believer, I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer,
the Monkees here on our Monkey Spectacular Weekend right here on WIBG. And speaking of the Monkees, Peter Torek is our very special guest. Peter, around the time you guys recorded your second album, you also recorded a second lead that for some reason never got released. Why don't you tell us just a little bit about I Don't Think You Know Me At All?
I remember just going into the studio and knocking off a lead and coming in and saying, well, how was that? And everybody said, pretty good. And I said, well, why aren't I singing any more leads on this group? Nobody could say anything to me. I didn't understand.
Nor did I. And let's rectify that just a little teeny bit right now and give a listen to that great unreleased tune, I Don't Think You Know Me At All, Peter Torek and the Monkees right here on WIBG. Monkeys, a tune that surprisingly was recorded three different times, once with Mike singing, once with Mickey singing, and of course this great version with Peter on lead vocals, and for some reason, none of the versions ever got released. Hey, we'll be back with more of Peter and the Monkees right after this, so don't touch that dial.